One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Welcome to A Slob Comes Clean, the podcast. I'm Dana K. White. I blog over at aslobcomesclean.com. That's where I share my personal deslobification process. As I figure out ways to keep my own home under control, I share the truth about cleaning and organizing strategies that actually work in real life for real people, people who don't love cleaning and organizing. Thank you for joining me today. This is podcast number 171, and I am talking about six things my mama did right. It's Mother's Day coming up, and happy Mother's Day, Mom. I know that for years I said, well, my mom doesn't listen to my podcast, so I can say this. Y'all, she's been listening. So hi, Mom. Anyway, but I just was thinking about Mother's Day and just how thankful I am for her. I am going to try to relate it to cleaning as much as possible, but just so you know, the years that I was in my mom's house were not years when I was focused on cleaning the way that I am now. But anyway, that she's the one who laughs pretty hilariously, hysterically, whatever the word is, at the thought that this is my job, talking about cleaning all the time. It is rather hilarious. So anyway, but yeah, so I wanted to just honor her and do that. But here's the main thing that is number, let's see. Okay. Here's what it ultimately comes down to. And the reason why I feel like this is important is I do hear from a lot of people who don't have a great relationship with their mother. And a lot of that is blamed upon this issue of cleaning. And I feel like I am a great example of a frustrating child in this area. And I know a lot of you have frustrating children and maybe have sought out this podcast because of that. Maybe this isn't your struggle, but it is your child's struggle. But you know, the main thing I have to say is my mother purposefully never let this be a relationship breaker for us. And that to me is the difference. Whether I stunk at this issue, whether she felt like all of her efforts to get me to be better at cleaning and keeping my room under control or whatever it was at the time, whether she felt like her efforts were complete failure or whatever, she was purposeful. Okay, this is not just, oh, how nice that this didn't break their relationship. No, she was purposeful about keeping our relationship strong. So anyway, I'm going to talk about five ways that my mama got things right. And there is no underground podcast about things that she did wrong because she didn't do, you know what I mean? I'm not going to go, and then my mom, I mean, other than the time when she gave me, I got a Barbie car, like a remote control Barbie car for Christmas, and then it didn't work. And they just took it back and didn't replace it. You know, my husband thinks that's pretty horrible. And let's just be honest, I wanted that Barbie car and I would have preferred to just keep it broken. But other than that, you know, I really, there's not much that I dwell upon or think about because they did a great job. And I honestly believe that the reason that I don't sit around and think about all the awful things my parents did, because they really didn't do awful things. I know this is weird me talking about this, but you know, hi, Mom. But it's because of the relationship. You know what I mean? Like that, keeping the relationship strong means that the mistakes that we made are like, okay. I mean, I'll benefit of the doubt here. You know, I'm not like, my parents didn't give me a replacement Barbie car. I'm like, you know what? It was disappointing. But guess what? We have a great relationship. And so now we can laugh about it. you know, just the way that we laugh about all my cleaning struggles and all that kind of stuff. So the relationship is key. Okay. But before I get into that, let me talk about our sponsor for this week, who is Prep Dish. If there is a desire in your heart, y'all, we're getting close to summer. If you've got this little feeling inside your heart, an idea floating just outside the reach of your reality to focus on healthy eating this summer, you need to check out Prep Dish. Prep Dish is a healthy, subscription-based meal planning service that sends you a unique and thorough meal plan each Friday. You get a detailed shopping list, a step-by-step plan for prepping your meals ahead of time, and instructions for cooking your meals on the night that you eat them. Here's the thing. Summer is the perfect time to try out Prep Dish. If you've thought, okay, but what must my time look like? And I really want to try that service and blah, blah, blah. Summer is a great time to try it out. Because let's just be honest. Summer is this weird mix of non-scheduled days and overscheduled days, right? I mean, you got some time where you go, oh, good, we're out of our routine. All right, I've got some time. And then all of a sudden, you have 3 days where you're like, how is this so crazy? That's just the reality of summer. So Prep Dish is a great thing to try out because here's what you can do. Spend one of the less scheduled days or less scheduled sections of a day. You don't have to spend the whole day. It's just a couple hours prepping your week's meals and then get those healthy meals on the table super fast on the night that you eat them. Here's the thing. Use the less scheduled day to be ready for the crazy scheduled days and see how well that works and get a feel for this. Allison, the founder, is offering listeners of A Slob Comes Clean a free 2-week trial. This is a great time to try it out. To get your trial, go to prepdish.com/aslobcomesclean. That's prepdish.com/aslobcomesclean all together to get your free two-week trial. Okay, so let's talk about my mama. And just a reminder that I don't give parenting advice. I just don't because we're in the midst of it. So I think I have 17 years, right at 17 years left before I will give parenting advice. I made a decision about 3 years ago. I was like, yeah, I'm not talking about this stuff. I'm not telling anybody how to be a parent. We're going to see how this all turns out. So anyway, this is all based on my own mother and what the things that I'm very thankful for that she did that I believe are the things that have preserved our relationship, which is the thing that makes it all, work out. Okay, here's number one. And this is something that I struggle with as a parent. I wouldn't say I struggle with as a parent, but I try to... what's the word? When she modeled it and then this is what I try to do. She took me seriously. I look back sometimes at some of the things that were major trauma and drama for me, especially as a teenager, is what I think about, even as a child. And I think, oh my word, how did she not laugh in my face? How did she not shut me down and go, that is so dumb. Seriously, that is so dumb. I mean, that is sometimes my initial reaction to things because I look at, in the scheme of your life, child, this is not going to be a big deal. But without engaging and making the drama worse, okay, I'm not saying in any way that she was like, oh my goodness, this is a big deal. But she listened to my concerns and took me seriously. So when I would have these, relating to cleaning. I mean, I never liked being messy. And so I was always trying to come up with, okay, this is how I'm going to start doing things. And my mom would listen to me and take me seriously and not go, you know what? This is, we'll see how long this one lasts, which there are people in life who do react that way. Okay. But my mom would be like, okay, well, how can I help you make that happen? What can I do to help you? Or, you know, giving me some feedback here and there. So she took me seriously in these, in everything, you know, I mean, I can remember specifically one night just wailing over some, you know, teenage drama that was going on in my life and her just listening And I look back and I think, wow, she just listened. And that was exactly what I needed. But oh my goodness, what in the world was probably going through her head? You know, but that's one of those things I'm trying to do with my kids is just listen. Because, you know, some great advice that a friend of mine said one time is they're like, you know, we look at it as childhood. They look at it as their life, you know, so having that, yes, being there as a perspective of wisdom, but also taking them seriously. Let's see if I can read my writing here. I actually wrote notes. You're proud of me. Yeah, I said she always listened and almost never dismissed my concerns. Almost never. Okay. Because sometimes there are times where you just have to say, hey, no. Okay. Number two, she helped and then she helped again and then she helped again and helped again and then kept helping. I think one of the hardest things about being an adult and, to me is just that realization that this whole arrival of life being easy and predictable, that time never comes. Like it feels like it when you're a child, right? It still feels like it sometimes now. It's something I struggle against of, okay, I'm going to get to this point in my life where everything's going to be perfect. And that's my aim. And then coming to a point now as an adult, I feel like it's a maturity thing for me to go, that mythical time is mythical. It's never going to actually happen. And so I have to embrace the reality of part of life is just keeping on going and adjusting to all the new things that get thrown my way instead of going, oh my goodness, I had everything figured out and now something comes along to change it. What's the point? Instead going, well, this is life. Things come along and they change my well-laid plans and blah, blah, blah. And my mom's impact on my life in this way was, you know, like I said before, when I would come up with new ideas on how I was gonna, you know, keep my room under control or whatever, she was there to help. If I was wanting to, you know, if I was motivated, she was right there to help me. She also had plenty of times where she worked to motivate me as well. I've talked about this before in another podcast, dealing with a disorganized child, you know, from the perspective of my mother and me, me being the disorganized child. But, you know, she would come in and when I was motivated to work on things, she came on in and she was very supportive in that. Okay. Now, also there was the forced things from her, role as my mother as well. But I think the issue there is she didn't go, oh my word, I've helped you before and it didn't help. You know, even though to me that would be some of the natural reaction there is just to say, okay, let's try it again. Come on, because that's life, right? Is not giving up. And even when you fail, picking yourself up and going, well, it's better to keep going imperfectly than it is to just completely stop. And so she was like, all right, let's do this, and always willing to help. Number three, she taught me a lot of skills. Whether or not my house is clean now is not because my mother didn't teach me. We did the dishes after every meal. I can remember when our dishwasher was broken and that's just what we did. The table was cleared, all that kind of stuff. So it is, you know, I did have somebody one time who was like, well, I guess you were just never taught this by your mother. And I'm like, get off my side, person. Anyway, that's not true. You know, my mother did teach me this, which that's your hope if your child is the crazy, not crazy, right? We're not crazy. Is the person who struggles with this kind of stuff. You know, ultimately it's putting this stuff into place in my own home. She taught me these things. I just didn't really pay much attention, I guess, or just thought, oh, I'll be able to do that differently or better or whatever. And then putting it into place, you know, so she taught me to do dishes. She taught me to clean a sink, clean a bathtub, clean a toilet, you know, all these kinds of things. She taught me the skills, which by the way, don't forget, I do have teaching kids to clean, which is, you know, lesson plans for teaching your kids cleaning skills, not how to be perfectly clean and never, you know, beg you again, but the actual skills of cleaning. So she did that. I mean, she taught me how to clean. She taught me how to cook. I remember her later thinking, oh, maybe I didn't teach you enough of how to cook. She taught me fine because she taught me to not be scared of following a recipe. She taught me, you know, how to use the stove, use the oven. So I knew all these things. And then in adulthood, I mean, think about your own life and how much that period of making it your own is the period where you really, really, really learned it. You know what I mean? But having that basis of skills, I'm very thankful for that. Number four. And here's something, I'm not sure what to do with cleaning, but this, honestly, I look back at, and it's a struggle for me as a mom, but I look back and go, for my unique personality, this was the wisest thing that she did. And that is, she saw my independent streak, my thirst for adventure streak, which she will say that she had the same thing and it was not honored, you know, by her parents. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but it just wasn't, I don't know, whatever. But she saw this super independent, possibly rebellious streak in me and made a decision to find and allow safe opportunities for me to experience independence. What does that mean? What am I talking about? You know, from things like going away to camp, which to me was the most normal thing in the world. I wanted to do it. My mom was super supportive. And now I look back and I know from experience that there are a lot of parents who just don't let their kids do that because it's scary. And I get that. And I don't think all kids need that. And you know your child, which is actually the point. But she knew me and she knew I desperately needed that independence in a safe environment. So things like when I was 16 and I went literally 1,000 miles away to work at a camp. Getting the most out of your grocery dollar can be challenging these days, to say the least. Having a focused plan for meals is the very best way that I have found to stay on budget. And that is why I love Prep Dish. Every week, I receive an email from Prep Dish with a meal plan and grocery list already made for me and step-by-step instructions for the 1 hour prep session that sets me up for mealtime success all week long. And yes, I said 1 hour prep for a week's worth of dinners. That means I'm saving time as well as money. Choose from 4 meal plans to fit your eating style: gluten-free, paleo, low carb, and super fast. I really, really like Prep Dish's super fast menus, so I don't have to turn to takeout or processed convenience foods to feed my family fast. It's a game changer for working moms. The founder, Allison, is offering listeners a free 2-week trial to try it out. Check out prepdish.com/aslobcomesclean for this amazing deal. Again, that's prepdish.com/aslobcomesclean for your first 2 weeks free. This is a no-brainer. My new digital picture frame from Aura is honestly my new favorite thing. It is a beautiful frame that displays a new photo every 10 minutes. Y'all, I'm delighted every time I walk by my beautiful Aura frame. One frame, lots and lots of photos that I can enjoy. That is a great solution for what can be a clutter problem, right? So how does one frame show so many photos? Well, I preload photos onto the frame using a super simple app that Aura has. I have also shared the app with my kids so they can add photos to my frame anytime from wherever they are. Now that my kids are all traveling and moving to different cities, this is like a mama dream come true. So we are also loading up a frame with pictures for my mom for Mother's Day. It only took me 2 minutes to get started using my Aura app. You can upload an unlimited number of photos, invite others to share photos directly to your frame with no fees or memberships. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code CLEAN at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Projects, so many projects. Taking care of all the things gets overwhelming. So when I get that feeling of overwhelm, I know I need to take steps to make my mental well-being a priority. Having someone to talk to, like a BetterHelp therapist, can really help. This time of year is always busy, but with my youngest child graduating from high school, we have lots of extra projects that need my attention. I know from experience that these are the times when it feels extra helpful and essential to talk through my emotions with my therapist. BetterHelp makes it easy to connect with a licensed therapist. The online platform simplifies the process. It's accessible and affordable. After answering a short questionnaire, you can choose whether you prefer to meet via phone call, video, or live chat, and you can plan your sessions at your convenience to suit your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/clean today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/clean. She has told me now that there were other mothers of teenage girls who were really frustrated with her because they were like, wait, my daughter's going to want to do something like that now too. How can you let your daughter go do this? And she just said, you know, and at the time I had no idea that that was scary to my parents. I was like, hey, I want to go do this. And they're like, okay. And I mean, it wasn't okay. I mean, they researched and found out every detail. And I find out later that my dad called the camp director to like basically find out every detail of what it's going to be like. I didn't know all that at the time, but you know, she knew that I needed to experience that independence. And so when this opportunity came up, that's a little bit crazy to like, I have a 16-year-old now and he doesn't want to go 1,000 miles away, but I get it. I get how that's like, whoa, oh my goodness. What? Are you serious? I can see that now. And she made a conscious decision to find that opportunity for me. And I honestly believe, I'm not sure what this part has to do with cleaning, but I really believe this is one of those super wise things that she did because she knew me and she paid attention to my personality and how I was and knew that I needed this independence. And so she found, or she allowed the opportunity for me to go experience that independence in a safe situation. She didn't let me go backpack in Europe at 16, okay? But she did let me go off to this place that was a completely secure and whatever. I mean, but it was hard for her. You know, I mean, it was hard for her, but she let me do that because this is a situation where, of all things, where she could go 1,000 miles away. I'm saying 1,000 miles. I actually don't know, but it was anyway, whatever. But she, it was like 24 hours drive. So I don't know how many miles that is, but, anyway, so she allowed me to go do this thing to get that experience within a safe environment that then would meet that need for me to have that so that I then didn't find my own way to exercise this desperate need to be on my own and independent in a way that wasn't safe. Okay. How would that apply to cleaning? Well, I mean, you know, it's hard as a mama sometimes when the kids do get this idea in their head of, how they want to organize their room or, you know, folding towels or whatever. I mean, I see that all the time on the internet, you know, little memes of, oh, it makes me crazy. I have to refold everything that my kids fold. No, you don't. Towels don't have to be folded perfectly, coming from the person who doesn't fold towels perfectly. But I mean, you know, that allowing, you know, that's the kind of stuff that was her personality, is to let me do that kind of stuff. Whatever. Okay. And this one is the next to last one. And this is going to sound shallow, but I actually think it's really important. She laughed at my jokes and still laughs at my jokes. I can remember bringing friends home from college, which they were always welcome to come home with us, to come home with me. Cause she wanted to know them. And all my friends she knew from plays. So she's like, so I would say, oh, you know, he was so-and-so in this play, or she was so-and-so in this play. So that's how people were identified in my world, because they would come out and see all my plays. But my friends would be like, okay, we sit at the table and your parents just laugh and laugh at all your jokes. And I, as a parent, have had to make a conscious decision to laugh at my kids' jokes. Because, now, granted, this is also her knowing me and her knowing that people laughing at my jokes is really important to me. That's not the thing that's important to a lot of people. But humor, funniness, please think I'm funny. That's my main goal. You know, I really like when people laugh at my jokes. And so that was important, was what was important to me. And I have passed that on to my children. Sometimes that's a good thing. Sometimes it's a bad thing that they think they always have to be funny, but whatever. I am so appreciative that my parents laughed at my jokes. And I purposely laugh at my kids' jokes because here's the thing. Sometimes there are times where I don't want to laugh, even if it's funny, because I feel like laughing at their joke is giving them what they want in a situation where maybe I'm frustrated with them. And now I'm not talking about a disrespectful joke, but I'm just saying, like, in a situation where it's like, I don't know. I think sometimes it's that control thing as a parent of laughing is a little bit of giving up control. It is. I mean, it's, you know, like a response, you know, and not, I don't know if I'm making any sense here, but there are times where, especially when my kids were little, and I would think, I would find myself resisting laughing at their joke. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, laughing at them in a situation where I shouldn't be laughing at them. Like we were talking about number one, you know, with taking me seriously and they say something. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying when they are legitimately trying to be funny, I would find myself resisting laughing at them. And I made a conscious choice. I'm going to laugh at their jokes. Why? Because laughing is fun. And laughing together is the thing that builds positive family memories and relationship. And it shows that I like them. And my parents laughing at my jokes showed that they liked me. Like I said, it's different for different people. I have a friend who doesn't like to be laughed at. I just can't even understand that. But the thing that was important to me, they acknowledged that and they participated in it, is basically what was going on. You know, if it was important to me to have people laugh at my joke, then they laughed at my jokes. And I just, there is such a, so much of life is easier when you let yourself laugh. I hope that's something that I'm able to do for you guys if you're still listening and I haven't been too rambly this podcast, which sometimes happens, but whatever. But if you're, I mean, I feel like I am not the world's greatest cleaner. I mean, come on, I'm me. But I'm like, I feel like one of the things that I have to offer in this crazy thing that has, you know, turned into my thing that I talk about on the internet is to not take everything so seriously. You know, is to go, it's okay to laugh. It's okay to go, seriously, how did this happen again? Okay, let's laugh about it. As opposed to, how did this happen again? Let's all cry about it. I mean, laughing is much more fun than crying. It just by definition is. And letting yourself laugh, letting yourself not take things so seriously is a life skill. And laughing at my kids' jokes makes them feel loved and is a whole lot more fun as to be together as a family when we can joke. And I will say, there were some rough years there when they were 8 and 10. This is my own perspective as a mother. My husband and I were like, oh my goodness, what have we taught them that they think they need to be funny all the time? And they didn't quite get the whole like nuance of funny, not mean, and you know, all that kind of stuff or whatever. But now that they're older, they're legitimately funny. And it just makes such a difference in our relationship to be willing to laugh at their jokes. Yes, we had to do a lot of teaching in those years of helping them find that line between, yeah, that's not funny, and but this is. Instead of, well, that's not funny, so I'm just going to never laugh at your joke so that you learn to never say anything like that again. You know, that's not what we're doing. Okay, yeah. I'm very thankful my parents laughed at my jokes. Yeah, That's what I'm basically saying, is I really feel like that helped our relationship, and I can't fully explain it, but I know as a parent, this strange reaction sometimes of not wanting to laugh at my kid's joke, and for some reason thinking that that's a good thing. And then I'm like, no, if it's a funny joke and doesn't hurt someone, I'm going to laugh because that helps our relationship. Okay. And then finally is the obvious, unconditional love. I've told this story, I think, in the one of how to deal with a disorganized child, from my mother's perspective, but my mom tells the story. I don't remember this, but she tells the story of me being around, 14. I don't remember. And we were having a discussion in the doorway of my room, a discussion where we were not agreeing on things. And she looked at my room and said, or in, did not say it, but in her mind wanted to pile on to this frustrating moment with how awful my room was, and made a conscious choice that she was just going to close the door and let it be, because that was not going to be the thing that broke our relationship. She was not going to sacrifice our relationship over this issue of the state of my room. Which sounds so obvious, but y'all, I hear from so many who that was not the case. So I'm incredibly thankful for that. And I just want to say, not that she quit trying, because she, as I said in number two, she helped and she helped again and she helped again, but she switched from the disciplinary side of it to the helping side. And maybe that was the switch, but that's the part I remember, is that my mom was always there to help me. She was always there to help me keep it under control, help me keep it from getting too far gone, help me try to find ways that work for me, all that kind of stuff. But it was never a deal breaker. This was not going to be the deal breaker. And I don't say this because I know so many of you had a very different experience with your mom. I don't say this as a way to make you resent or regret. I'm just saying it was a purposeful thing on her part. So my hope for you, if you are a mother, to realize it can be a purposeful choice to preserve the relationship. That doesn't mean you give up, but your top priority is preserving the relationship.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
For those of you who are adults now and did not have that experience, to realize that you can restore the relationship with the house not being part of that. And to know that your mama did the best she could. And we've all made mistakes. My parents did not get me another Barbie car. I was Barbie carless. And I've lived to tell about it. I'm just being funny there. but we've all made mistakes. But focusing on the relationship, and how many stories are there of relationships that are restored, you know, way down the line? And maybe your mom's gone and you didn't have a chance to restore that relationship. but just giving everybody the benefit of the doubt, giving the benefit of the doubt that you wish someone would have given you when they did not understand that this is just a struggle because of your brain type, like me, give them the benefit of the doubt that they were doing the best that they could in their job as a mama. And whether or not that relationship is able to be restored at this point, just giving them the benefit of the benefit of the doubt is going to help your perspective on that. There's a lot to be said for the benefit of the doubt. Relationships that are healthy are relationships where people give people the benefit of the doubt. Benefit of the doubt. That's really hard to say 1,000 times. Anyway, but it's true. Give the benefit of the doubt. Focus on, there are going to be no deal breakers in this relationship. Okay. I'm not talking about unhealthy ones. I'm not talking about abusive ones, but I am saying give the benefit of the doubt, and know that most of us are truly doing the best that we can, and laugh at everybody's jokes, not laugh at them. But if they tell a joke, be willing to laugh, because laughter is a huge tension breaker. Whoo, I'm preachy. Okay. All right, guys. Happy Mother's Day. And to those of you who are struggling over Mother's Day, I'm sorry. I have nothing profound to say other than I'm sorry. So, okay. I want to remind you guys that it is important for you to subscribe to this podcast in whatever podcast player you're using right now. If you would like, or if you just want to subscribe by email so you get an email when a new podcast comes out, go to aslobcomesclean.com/podcasts. There's also information there about joining our Patreon, which is a patron system there. Anyway, but the reason you want to subscribe is I only have a few weeks left. I think I maybe have 3 or 4 more podcasts before I take my summer break, which I desperately need this year. Post book. I'm probably about to lose my mind. Anyway, I need a break. And I do this every summer, but I do come back in the fall. And if you're subscribed, then you won't miss when I come back. So, and I say the fall, but it's actually going to be August. So anyway, I will talk to you guys next week. All right. Bye.